We're pursuing the principle that whenever you have a general prohibition and one specific idea came out of that prohibition and stands on its own, that it's obviously going to teach us something. Which, although here it's called klal uprat, is not the same klal uprat you find all over Shas. Usually klal uprat means that the generalization is negated and overridden by the specification. But here it means the specification comes to teach us something about the generalization. That's called that's the meter which is called Kol Davashi of the Klal, anything which was included in generalization. The Yatsumina Klal Lamed left the generalization to teach something. Lo Lamed Alatsmoyatsar did not just leave the generalization to teach something about itself, but rather Lo Lamed Alkalkula Yatsar, it left the generalization to teach us something about the entire generalization. So now we're asking a question over here. We know, we said yes last night, that by Shabbos there's a general prohibition, lo sasu kol melacha, don't do any melacha on Shabbos. Then havala, the prohibition of burning on Shabbos, was singled out, lo sevaru esh b'chol moshevoseichem. So we said yesterday, we presented yesterday the opinion which holds that havala was singled out in order l'chalik, in order to tell us that for each melacha you transgress on Shabbos, you're chayav separately. That not just if you did all 39, if you did more than one, you don't just bring one korban, but rather you bring multiple korbanos for as many transgressions as you transgressed. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu asks the question now on the fourth line down on Chof Amid Aleph, Om Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Havara L'Tzarech Yotzos, Havara, the burning on Shabbos was singled out for another purpose. Lamei, to teach us, Abot Eidinim on courts, Shlo Yerushim B'Shabbos, that they shouldn't sit in judgment in Shabbos, on Shabbos. How do we know that? Because it says, Mataima, it says, Nemarakam B'chol Moshvoseichem, it says here, that you should not burn fire in all of your places of habitation. V'nemar la'alon, it says later on, V'yu elochem l'chukas mishpot, these matters shall be for you for a law of justice, l'doroseichem, for all your generations, b'chol moshevoseichem, in all your places of habitation. Ma moshev shnemar la'alon, just like the place of habitation mentioned later on, but they didn't mark courts. Dav Moshav Hashemar Khan. So to hear when it says, "Do not burn any fires." It's in courts. Av Moshav Hashemar Khan. So they didn't mark courts from Dav to court. And the Bible expands on that. It says that one is not supposed to kill with people by burning them on Shabbos. And just like you're not supposed to kill people burning them by burning them on Shabbos, so do all other functions of courts seats on Shabbos as well. So says Mara, yes, that's true. That is one of the purposes which, Havara was singled out. But nevertheless, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Avduma, said, Mikem Tomer Lutzorech Yotzos, since it came out indeed for that purpose of teaching us about courts not sitting in judgment on Shabbos, that may be one of the purposes of the singling out of burning. However, it also is as if it went that had no purpose. I guess because it's too elaborate a thing. Burning really is very, very tenuously connected to the sitting of the courts. Very rarely do they put somebody to death by burning. So therefore, despite the fact that the concept of moshavos, of habitations, is a linkage, which tells us that this pasuk is also talking about courts not sitting in judgment, it must also cover some other purpose as well. And therefore, it must be teaching us, for each and every malacha, you transgress a Shabbos, you have to bring a separate korban as a chatos. Okay, I'm moshav... No. The Torah for some other drasha means here, for the drasha of not sitting in judgment, not the lavi otzos. We're not going according to that opinion at all here. we don't bring it down here. Well, actually, it's the beginning of a sentence. Now we're going to connect it back to Nazir. So you're telling me that something which was singled out for no apparent purpose must be teaching us something. Well, the here, what about here by Nazir? Chatzonim v'zogim, the pits and the skins of the grapes, the klaloyu, were included in anything, it says, anything which is made from grapes. So why do you have to single out pits and seeds? They also come from grapes, right? So, the yotzim in a cloud, where they were separated from the rest of the generalization. So therefore, let's say, since they're separated, it must be coming to teach us something. What must be coming to teach us? Ich weiß nicht, but maybe it's going to teach us, let's say, the following. Maybe it's going to teach us that they don't join. But you can't make up a kazayas of both half seeds and half skins. You have to have either a kazayas of either one of them, but not a kazayas made up of both of them together. Maybe that's why they're singled out. So says the Gemara, no, that's not why. Elatamon, over there by Shabbos, klavim mokom echad. The generalization not to work is in one place. The proper mokom echad, and the specification is another place. It's elsewhere in the Chumash. So therefore, the prat, the specification, comes to modify the cloud of the generalization. The klo, however, here, cloud uprat b'mokom echad. The generalization specification are both in the same pasuk, or one pasuk apart. So therefore, the specification is not coming to enhance the tamper with this generalization. Says the Gemara, 1 second. For Chevrai Amri, didn't they say, the Chevra said last night, Lo Shani ben Klavim Mokeh Mechot Uprap Mokeh Macher. It doesn't matter whether the generalization is in one place and the specification in another place. Bay or Sheklal Uprap Mokeh Mechot. If the generalization specification are both in the same place. Klal Upratu, it's this Klal Uprat where the specification is going to teach us something about the generalization. Ela, rather, says the Gemara. Gemara proposes, Tamon, it's not really Tamon, is it Tamon? One second. Elotamon, I have it erased here, Michael Mara. Oh, because Carmine changed it. So Elaboinon. Carmine wants to. No. I'm not sure I have it erased. I don't know why. I erased it in Michael Mara, but I don't know why I did it. Elotamon Klaal Chagaprat. By Shabbos, the generalization comes before the specification. Prat Vachaka Klaal. There are lots of generalizations before the specifications, before the generalizations. Not Chatzonim and Zag. Those two specifications, in fact, do follow the generalization. It says, Mikol Asher Yaseh Migefenayim, anything, this is Parsha, anything which is made from the grape or the vine, you shouldn't, Nazir shouldn't have. And then it says, from pits to seeds. But before that it says, grapes and bread soaked in wine. So here, there are many Protim specifications which come before the cloud, before the generalization. So if that's the case, maybe here, I don't say that the Prat comes to teach us something about the cloud, because the Prat, not this Prat of seeds and pits, but many specifications of grapes and soaked bread soaked in wine and such like do precede the specification. We call it part of a chakah cloud. So as a matter, that doesn't matter. But Rabbi Yossi, right, and Rabbi Yossi say, lo shan, it makes no difference. Bein klav v'chakach prat, bein prat v'chakach klav. No matter whether the generalization precedes the specification, or the specification precedes the specification, generalization, klav pratu, it's learned with this approach of klav uprat. So here too, why don't we say the same thing? That the specification is teaching us something about the generalization. And again, maybe that they don't join up with each other to make exercise. But it should teach us something. So it says, rather, Taman, over there, by Shabbos, Shelo Letzolech Yotzu. It's not for them any purpose. Meaning that Avoha is not singled out for any purpose. Hi, Rabbi Yemi said it's for courts. There's too much verbiage in that pasuk for courts. Good, didn't have to speak about burning. So there it is not, it cannot be singled out for any other purpose except for the purpose of teaching us something about Shabbos, that each melacha you do your chayavan independently. Rather, here it's Lutzorech Yotzu. You know, it doesn't say the Gemara. The Gemara says, but here it's Lutzorech. Here it's going to teach us something specific. Lama Yotzu, was it going to teach us? Lamai Talim Belulavim, that you're now, as Nazir's not chayev on the shoots and branches of the tree. These are all leaves and branches of the tree. It's only chayev on the produce of the tree, not the leaves and branches. Says Mara, not true. For a time, Shem Rabbi Lezer, we learn name Rabbi Lezer. Mikol Asher Yasemi Gefen Ayin, from anything made from the fruit of the vine, Mechatzoni Vadakuzad, from pits to skins, Lo Yachal, you may not eat, and Av Halalim Valulavim B'mashma. It also includes, according to Rabbi Lezer, the leaves and the shoot and the branches. So if that's the case, what is the purpose again? Why skins and seeds are singled out? So says the Gemara, Taman there. I'll tell you what the thing is. Taman over there by Shabbos, Lutzorech Nichlalu. They were here. They were included. For there, they would, the Shabbos, all the melachos were included together for a reason. In other words, all 39 are put together to teach us that all these melachos are forbidden, right? Because we didn't know the prohibition of doing melach on Shabbos. So you need a general principle, the prohibition, lo sasa kol melacha. However, here, says, Kol Asher Yaseh Migevin Ayayin. But it tells us, it specifies, A is Osir, B is Osir, C is Osir, D is Osir. So why is that to say, Kol Asher Yaseh Migevin Ayayin? Doesn't have to say everything made from wine, we specify everything. So there we hear the cloud is stronger. What does the cloud teach us? So why would they, why? In order to teach us, let's say, Rufin, that they all join together. Meaning, if you have half a kazayas of seeds and half a kazayas of pits, and you put them together, then, and the Nozer eats it, then he transgresses the prohibitions of Nazirus. Okay, so basically, that's the end of this sugya. The sugya comes to abrupt end, and the assumption is that even though here we have a prat, which you might say comes to teach us something specific about this halacha, it does not. Okay? Now we go on to more general sugyas. Says the Gemara, not for the rest of the Masechta, but for the rest of the evening. Says the Gemara, as far as loch of the nevelos minayin, how do you know somebody's forbidden to eat a nevela? What's a nevela? What? An animal which died with no shechita, right? So what? So how do we know now to eat nevelos? Minayin, it says, lo soch lukol nevela. It says, don't eat any nevela. I know nevelos also. What about a treifa? What's a treifa? Damage, and then what happened to it? That's a nevela. Yeah. You shechted it. It had a mortal wound, and then you shechted it nonetheless. That's a treifa. So I know that, that treifa is forbidden. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Nevelah, the chol Nevelah. Says that the chol is superfluous. Why say the chol and all Nevelah? Lurabos ha-treifa, the treifa. It's include treifa and the prohibition. Now, chel, the gisa here is Eiver Min HaChai. You know what Eiver Min HaChai is? What? A limb from a living animal, right. So, the thing is here, the Or Samech it's a Basar Min HaChai. It's a flesh. Because Eiver Min HaChai is explicit Basar in the Torah, you know? Oh, I forget what the pasuk is. The parashas know the explicit Torah pasuk. You remember what the pasuk is? No, but there is a pasuk there somewhere. Because it's already forbidden for goyim, right? So in any event, so it's explicit pasuk of Eiver HaChai. So the question here is not on a limb, but rather flesh from a live animal. You don't lop off a limb, but what about just flesh by itself? Basar min HaChai min HaTreifa. What's the prohibition? Well, where do we learn the prohibition? How many prohibitions are there, actually? Rabbi Yassam Reis, Bar Rabbi Yochanan Reish, Rishim Melokish. Rabbi Yochanan Reish, Rishim Melokish, and Machlokas about this. Rabbi Yochanan Reish, Chayv Shtayim, reliable to two prohibitions. Rabbi Shim Melokish, Omer, and Chayv Elach, it's only one. My time in Rabbi Yochanan, what's the logic of what's the Pesuk in Rabbi Yochanan? It's two Pesuk. It says, Ey, lo, so, chal, kol, nevela, don't eat any nevela, and any nevela means anything which is not at proper slaughter, and this certainly has not. And B, do not eat the soul with the flesh, meaning don't rip it off. Okay? So those are two prohibitions. Now, my tashim malak is what? No, in my bosser. In a bosser. In other words, yes, it's talking about Ki Adam on Evish, Lo Sachal on Evish, my bosser, right? Since pasuk before, but this specific part of pasuk is talking about with the meat, so it's talking about the meat of a live animal. Okay.
So Rabbi Yochanan says in Kiddush that the animal is not dead.
Yes. It's called nevela because it's not shechted properly. Right. That's correct. Okay. So says the Gemara. My time with Shimon Lagish, what's the Hashem Shimon Lagish? The only prohibition, one prohibition. Amru chevre chevrin, the chevre said, Komi Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yossi, Asher Shimon Lagish, Kadot Etani, we learn scrolls like that, which you learn, Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov says, Ubasa basodet chepolos ochelu, meat which is ripped up in the field, you may not eat. Alte toilish voichel mina behema, do not rip off and eat from an animal. Like you don't harvest limbs the same way you harvest plants. Okay? Well, now, question is obviously, so why did they each hold of each other's psukim? Shimon Lakish does not hold in treifa like Rabbi Yochanan. It's like a Bavli. It's a good point. It's like a Bavli argument. You're right. It's a good aura. The Shimelog Shlosov of Chabakrabi Ofler, in his Borkane, Shia Chayv Stein, because we're to hold that way to Chayv he would have hold your chayv too, right? Arm alone. So he says, no. I feel the ears working. He might even hold a grebich, right? And he learns that kol nevela includes treifa. Nevertheless, lo yechayv el achas. Why? Nonetheless, you're not chayv. You only chayv one. Why is that? Shaniu shechozar v'kilo, because here the kol nevela is not a separate prohibition, but a recapitulation of the prohibition. You got that? it's not separate, but it's a recapitulation. So, the Shimon Lagash does not hold of Kol Nevela, even though Shimon Lagash Kol Nevela includes Strefa, it would not make a second prohibition because he holds it's just a recapitulation of the existing prohibition, not the addition of another one. Says more, what are you talking about? Basivun, they ask a question like this. It says, Chelev lo so chelev. It says, don't eat, don't eat forbidden fats. V'dam lo so chelev. It says, don't eat blood. Uksiv, it says, kol chelev v'chol dam lo so chelev. It says, don't eat, blood and fat. Right? Or don't eat fat and blood. Me'ata, so you're going to say, Mikamet Shechosev Akila. Sin, you know what? I think I'm making a mistake. One second. Yeah, I made a mistake. I made a mistake on Omer Aleph, on the bottom. Rishim Milagish Med Lo Savar Betrev Rabbi Yochan Yizbar Ken Sheachayev Shnayim is a statement. He doesn't know, it's not a query. Okay, it's just a statement. Because he obviously doesn't know like Rabbi Yochanan, because then he would have required two prohibitions. Now, the Gemara on top is not addressing that. It's a new point. Omer alone. So Reish Lakish says, "Afilu diizbar kain." Even were Reish Lakish to have learned out that, like Rabbi Yochanan, that we include treifin lo sochlu kol nevela. If you ate every minachai mina treifa, you ate every minachai mina treifa, you still only be chai of one. Let's go back a minute. Go back to Omer Aleph a minute. The two psukim, which we brought down according to Rabbi Yochanan, said if you eat every minachai or basar minachai from a treifa, I said in the vela, basar minachai min a treifa. Rabbi Yochanan said you're chayiv too. Lo sochlu on the vela, lo sochlu on nevashim ha basar. Right? Reish Lakish holds there's only one prohibition, the prohibition of treifa itself, who basar basar a treifa lo sochelu. Even worse, so says the Gemara, even Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan's two psukim, that lo sochlu kol nevela somehow pertain to treifa, right? And lo sochlu nevesh im basar pertained as well. Nevertheless, lo sochlu kol nevela, since it brings in the prohibition of Eber Minachai, which I should mention, I'm still making it clear to you guys. Eber Minachai is a form of nevela. We said that a few minutes ago, right? Emrechai is for a nevela because it's not shechted, so therefore it's a nevela, right? So if so, Rabbi Yochanan holds there are two prohibitions when you eat an emrechai mina treifa: a treif, b emre minachai. So Reish Lakish says there's only one prohibition, the prohibition of treifa, which turns out from a different pasuk. So but now the Gemara is saying that even were Rabbi Yochanan to have learned the two pesukim of Reish Lakish, a lo sochlu kol nevela. B lo sochlu nevesh imabasar. He would not have learned that to be two separate prohibitions, because he would have said if kol nevela teaches us also treifa, then that's uniting again treifa with nevela to make it only one prohibition. In other words, if they appear in the same pasuk in juxtaposition like that, it fuses them together. So that's what the one is asking now. So if that's the case, according to Reish Lakish, I'm chelav v'dam. Since the later pasuk fuses them together and says, don't eat chelev and dam. So if you ate both chelev and dam, you should only be chayev one set of malchus, not two. If you hold that ever the pasuk fuses together two prohibitions, it makes them one lav, one negative commandment. So too should you say, my chelev and dam. So this has more a technical answer. Really, I was not too satisfied with this one, but I don't write this, I just say it over. So it says more, Omer alone. He said back, I'm not sure who's 22 right now, but the fifth line down. We're saying the pasuk which fused them together, don't eat chelev plus dam, yos, you'd be right. It doesn't say that. El kol chelev v'chol dam. So the second v'chol separates the two. In other words, they were never joined together. By nevela, we learn out treifa, according to Rabbi Yochanan also. It says, kol nevela. So they're joined together. It's the kol, which modifies nevela, which teaches you also treifa. But here, they're separated by the word kol. So there, Rabbi Yochanan will show that they're joined together, and there is one prohibition. Here, you would hold that since it says kol twice, it's only, Rabbi Yochanan would say, and Reish Lakish would also say it'd be conceit. That's two prohibitions. Okay? Voxi. Okay, now let's get back to Nazir again. It says, V'chol mishras anovim lo yishtem. It says, do not drink any thing which is soaked from wine, from grapes. Uksivin, it says, mecharzonim v'atzog lo yuchel. It says, do not, from charzonim unto zog, from seeds unto skins, do not eat. Me'ato, that's the case. Mikem and shechos avikilel, since they're all joined together, because it says, although it's not brought down in the book, it says, it says anything made from grapes, sharoser. So then, if that's the case, lo yechayev ela achas. You should be chayev only one prohibition, no matter if you ate chartzonim, zag, all the kind of stuff. You should chayev just one flogging. It says Marilah v'ksib mechartzonim v'zag yos. We're to send chartzonim and zag together, so and join together. So then you'll be correct. Leisiv el mechartzonim v'ad zag. To tell us l'chayev al zev niatzo, zev niatzo, on each type of derived thing from the grape, they're chayev independently. Okay, so even though they join together to make a gazayas, nonetheless, if you eat more gazayas of each, you're chayev independently and not chayev just one prohibition altogether. Okay, Rabbi Elazar. Obviously, it's not because it's an amora. Rabbi Elazar melchavraya. Rabbi Elazar said to Chavraya, heaven yoid, you should know. This bargain is a very cool machlok. It's also in the Bavli, though, so it's not as cool as it would only be in the Yerushalmi. Heaven yoid, you should know. This bargain, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, they argue. Abram in a chai. You took an Abram in a chai, and you shechokah, you chopped it. You know what that means? You chopped up an Abram in a chai. You make ground meat out of an Abram in a chai. Now, the Orson Mayer points out, we got to be talking about less than a kazayas. Because if a kazayas, it's not material if you chopped it up or not. But we have less than kazayas, we have a principle of what? No. Birion. It's a principle of birion. If you have a whole unit, birion literally means a unit. No, that's not what it literally means. It literally means a creature. But if you have a whole unit of something, even says the desires, you're chayev on it. Okay? So for example, you eat a whole, Gemara's going to talk about a minute, you eat a whole ant. An ant is minuscule, it's much less than the desires, right? But if you swallow a whole ant, you're chayev. Right? So, or bug of any sort. So here, Abram in a chai is also shy. The Yerushalmi holds, and I think it's also in the Bible as well, that Abram in a chai can consider it be a unit. Because it's an aver. An aver is also birion, even though it's not a creature in and of itself, but it's a created entity. It's a whole thing, right? So aver nechay shechoko v'achlo. You chopped it up and then you eat it as chopped meat. Dimei akol potter. You're potter. You ate aver nechay, but you're potter. Mapli, where are we at machlokas? B'shechoko b'pi v'achlo. What if you chopped it in your mouth? You bit into it. Okay? So says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan avad piv kilfim. Rabbi Yochanan says, your mouth is like inside. So if it broke down in your body, and therefore you remain, what? What? No. Chayev. You remain chayev, because it's as if you chopped it up inside. Rabbi Shimon Lagash avad piv kilchutz. Rishim Lachish holds his mouth inside the outside, and there for a moment you chop, you chew it, you're potter. Armelos, they said, Atma Omar, what are you all about this? Armor alone, so he retorted, Ana Amilchon, I said, Harei Oilam Pligin. The Velt argues about this, right? The Gdolim already argued about this. Gdolei Torah. Batunar Min Achen, you want to know what I hold? Who am I to hold anything? However, once he asked, in Kaini, if that's what you want to know. So I'll tell you. Afilu Choko Bachutz Va'ochlo, even if you you divide it outside and ate it, I hold. Yei Chayev. I hold that you're still Chayev, no matter what. Why? Lama Derech Achila. Because that's Derech Achila. You chop up birias on your plate and then you eat them. It's a fascinating concept. Because it's like a mamish, a tremendous machlokas. One holds, even if you chew it up in your mouth, you're potter. The other holds, if you chew it up in your mouth, you're still Chayev. The one who holds that even if you chew it up, cut it up on the plate and then eat it, you're still Chayev, as long as it's considered in the course of Achila. Okay? Now, the same machlokas, Nemola Shechoko Besoch Beef. The you have an ant, which you chopped up in your mouth. Bachlo. You ate it. Tifluk the Rabbi Yehuda Rishim Lakish. Same machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rishim Lakish. Rabbi Meisha Shol Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Meisha asked Rabbi Zira, Anova, now a nausea, who eats a grape. A grape is less than a kazayas, or it could be at least less than a kazayas. Anova, shechoka b'fi, which you chopped in your mouth, v'achla, and you ate it. What's the status? Tifluk the Rabbi Yochanan v'shim ben Lakish. Is that also Mavlos Rabbi Yochanan v'shim ben Lakish? Whether the nausea is chayav or not. Now the Yusham is l'shitaso, which we learned way back when, in Brachas. Yusham yields a single grape as a birio. We're not passing that way. At least we're mesupig about that in the Bavli, right? Because it could be that a beer is only a living creature or a unit from a living creature. But Yushami holds a grape is a unit, and also later we're going to see a pomegranate seed is also considered to be a unit by the Yushami. Okay? So here the Yushami asks, what about the grape? Is the same thing as the ant? So says the Gemara, a gvaldic answer, very lumpish. Says the Gemara, Amar Leis, they said, no! Tamon, Darvashesh Bo Iser Vituma. By Abram Yechai is Tome! By an ant. An ant isn't that Tome, actually? An ant isn't Tome. An ant isn't Tome. I didn't even think of that before. An ant is not to be a sheretz, is it? Maybe for 2 months, I didn't even think of it. Maybe for, I'm a little bit up the creek. Because I don't think that answer are mitami. I don't think an ant is one of the things which is a mitami when it dies. But maybe since we do have shrotim which are mitami when they're dead, and they're mitami less than a kazayas, maybe that's what I'm referring to. But I'm a little bit stuck. I didn't think about this today. But let me explain. Let's just ignore the ant and talk about the Avrim Min Achai. So he says, Armelay Tama Dovashish Bo Iser Vituma. By Amir Achai, there's both a prohibition and, of consumption, and prohibitions which deal with tumah. Markum shabat l'tumah, so if the tumah is canceled because you chopped it up, butla yisuro, the iser is butla as well. But here, yesh kan iser ve'en kan tumah. Here there is an iser, but there is no tumah. Meaning, by grapes, there's no concept of tumah in a nazir eats it. So therefore, if you divide the grape in half, it doesn't matter. The nazir is still going to be chayiv, because he ate a birya of a grape. Okay? So where the concept is tumah, we know that the tumah falls off once you break it in half. Where the concept, however, is not tumah, but achila in and of itself, so achila, dividing it, certainly in your mouth, does not consider it to cause it to lose its name. It's not you making faces. Yeah, okay, then one is going to ask, what about tumas mashke? But that's not the tumor we're talking about. We're talking about its own tumor, not too much is derived from something else. Tumas mashke is derivative. Something else, tummy touched it. Whereas a dead Eber Minachai, it's inherent tumor. It's a tumor in the Vela. Okay? So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Bob and Rabbi Mela. Rabbi Mela asks actually a very fundamental question. And this question is talked about the Peskim, but the best man should not talk about the Bavli, but here is the new Shaman. Boy, Kezias Matzah, Shechil Kabapim. If you chewed up the kezias of matzah, v'achlo, and you ate it, chewed up, tiflu to the Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lachish. Let's say that's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lachish. Maybe you have to swallow the kezias of matzah whole, not chewed up, right? It's a fascinating thing. And Dr. the Post can speak about that. The Magen Avraham has a chumra like that, that you have to eat the matzah in one fell swoop. I never to this day understood how they do it. Yeah. But I don't know how they do it. They chew it up and then they swallow it in one swallow, right? What? They chew it up, don't swallow any bit of it, leave it all in their mouth, and then swallow everything together. That's how briskers eat matzah. Yeah. Because of this Gemara. Yushami. I mean, Magen Avraham says it, but it's for based on this Yushami, right? So maybe it's so you have to do it all together. So the Gemara, now the question, the reason why you have to be machmel like Yushami if you're a brisker is because the Gemara's answer is ambiguous, whether it's an answer or sustaining the question. Om Rabbi Yitzhar Abun, b'cha makam lo nene cheko kizayis. Now, the way we most of the Mepharshim read it, it means all over. You don't look at what he is benefiting; you look at what he is consumed. Whereas here, we look at what he's benefiting, what he's eaten. I shouldn't say benefiting, even though it says "nana chiko," the palate enjoyed it. What it means is there's a difference between things that you eat and things that you consume. Or it's a prohibition of treifa or every minachai or ants is consuming, which is they call here anos meyot, means consuming. Whereas the mitzvah of matzah is to eat, right? So if the mitzvah of matzah is to eat, so the eating combines because that's derech achila. But where the prohibition is to consume. So then you have to consume everything at once in order to make it prohibited. So that's the way to read it. According to standard way, more conventional way of reading it. We don't talk about the pleasure of his eating, but by matzah we do. The Karmel Eder though explains it differently, that one of his Shatim, and he says, that enochanami, it's a confirmation that you're not yitzim matzah unless you swallow the whole thing whole. Bechol makom, no matter what, lo nena chayik kizayis, there was never kizayis being swallowed at one time. So tak, you're not yitzim. So according to that, Yitaka would have to swallow, according to that Shana Korbanada, Yitaka would have to swallow matzah all in one fell swoop in order to be yitzim. Okay? The I want to say it's just a little bit more abstract than the Gemara itself says, which I think is the Gemara's intent, that the difference between the difference is between not so much between an Isra Chila in general and Matzah, but rather an Isra which has to do with Tumah, Tumah and Matzah. And because if an Isra which is linked to Tumah, and I think the Ridbaz is saying something like this. If it's Issa which is linked to Tumah, right? Such as Eivir Min HaChai, which is linked to Tumah. Or Nevela, which is linked to Tumah. So in those areas, I could say that in order to transgress the prohibition, you have to swallow an amount which would make you Tumah. Because the Tumah and prohibition are linked to each other. But by mitzvah, it's not like that. And also, even by some avodah, so for example, like a nazir eating grapes, it's not like that, right? So there too, the nazir would not have, there's nobody who would say that the nazir has to swallow, or we could say that it's not necessary to swallow the grape at one time, as the Gemara said on Chof Hamid Beis. Why is that so? Again, the difference is that where it's an issur which has to do with tumah, that we find that there is an Isra on this thing and a Tumah on this thing, so the prohibition, the Tumah and the Isra are linked together, so everybody have to swallow at one time something which would make you Tumah. So therefore, by an ant, assuming that, I'm not sure again what the Tumah is by an ant, but it would be the one ant, by a Nevela, it would be an entire Pesach. But by eating matzah, which is a mitzvah, or by consuming grapes if you're a nazir, which is an avera, where there's no tumah link, so then you don't have to have a shear of tumah together when you're swallowing, but rather whatever is there, chachilah is sufficient. Does that make sense? Kind of? Okay, that's good enough. So it says the Gemara, Rabbanan de Kesarin Amri. Rabbanan de Kesarin said, Om Rabbi Nisa, Rabbi Nisa, so Rabbi Nisa asked a similar question, so, Vredin Sharim, when you have a single a seed or whatever they're called in the pomegranate, shall orla. It's from orla. Shall choko beviv, you divide it in your mouth, v'achlo, and you ate it that way. Now, of course, orla is a prohibition. So let's say that also is tifluta Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Lakish. Let's say it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Lakish. What the story is. In other words, whether that's considered to be you transgress the prohibition of orla or not. So there's more manu kayami. What are we talking about? Obviously, now I'm going to learn something from Ridbaz, even though it's not such simple pshat. Well, I don't have a better pshat to learn. He says that I'm going to have grape. The grape is supposed to be the nazir, and the pomegranate is supposed to be orla, should be the same thing. If by the grapes was being nausea, we said he could chew the grape and still be chayev because of birya. So by pomegranate, he could chew the pomegranate seed and still be chayev because of birya, right? So maybe you want to say that imishu mashke. Maybe you say, no, we're talking about the tumor of the pomegranate as beverage, right? There's the beverage metame you when it's in your mouth. Says well, that can't be regardless because me the rice or pomegranate juice is not a juice. I think we already learned ematami shumashke, the seven mashke with the rice or do not include pomegranate juice. It only includes olive oil and grape juice. So what's your shaila by pomegranate? So says the Gemara tipoter shabolon. Tipoter shabolon. Must he talk about? Now again, according to the Sefer Baz, even though you really need a gazillion sledgehammers to fit into the Gemara, but I don't have a better shot. He says that it's the question is, since a pomegranate seed is so small, they can swallow it without chewing it. So maybe it's not their chachila to chew it. And if you chew it, you're mabatel it. A grape, it's natural to chew. They're bigger. So therefore, before we said by a grape, even if you chew it, it still might not be considered to be less than a birya. But by pomegranate seed, since you can't swallow it all, so maybe if you do chew it, it's not considered to be derech achilah. Okay? So that's Gemara Shalom. Now, the thing is, what bothers me is that in the Metzias, if you don't chew the seed, you're probably not going to get the taste. Why would anybody swallow the pomegranate seed without chewing it? But all right, that's I don't have a better shot than that advice. Okay. What? Swallowing would be derech achila. Right, chewing not be derech achila because they're very small. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe the saber sauce, maybe we can make a little more understanding. That if you chew it, but you make it in your mouth, be graphic, you make it in your mouth into a pulp, then that's not the shiloh. The shiloh is if you chewed it and you split it. There's a mash that's all still connected. The shiloh is if you, on all these things, if you chew it in your mouth and then separate it and swallow half of it and then another half of it. We don't buy that. That makes more sense, I think, yeah. So that's a shiloh there. Of course you're going to chew into it. But you're choylik in your mouth. I think that was actually the lashon for. You're separating your mouth in any way. So making a mash is probably okay. It's just separating, which is a problem. Okay, says the Gemara. Trepa shoso nevela. You have a case of a trepa which you made into an avela. Okay? So how is the trepa made into a avela? Originally had a mortal wound, and then you didn't slaughter it. Right? So what's its status? Now the question is, of course, the old question of Iser Chayal Iser, where the one prohibition can devolve on another prohibition. Right? It already was a trepa. So it's become an avela later on. So says Mara, Rabbi Yosef Bar-Barte, Rabbi Yasa, the grandson through the daughter of Rabbi Yasa, B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Yisbav Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Elokh, Shemach Lekas. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Chayev Shtayim, yes, you Chayev two. B'Shem Elokh, Shemach Lekas, Chayev Elokh, it's only one. Om Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Yossi, Kum Rabbi Yossi, V'Dom Messiah Rabbi Yochanan, Z'Pu Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Chol Nevesh HaShir Tochal Kol Nevei La. It says, any soul which eats a Nevei La, it gets punished. Ma tamu lomar utrefa. Why it say nevela and then utrefa? Im trefa chaya. If we're talking about a trefa which is still alive and you ripped off a piece from it, that's also nevela because it wasn't properly slaughtered, like we said before. Baruch farnam on nevela. In trefa mesam, it's a trefa which is dead. Harehi k'vichal nevela. It's already nevela. So as well. So must be rather. It says it v'yemar, but the Gilead Fryan changes it to v'lomar nevela hi. It must come to tell us that a trefa can become a nevela, and you're like it too. Now why are you like it too? What is the reason why you're like it too? Why is this Yisrochal Yisro? So obviously the reason is, the Gemara is going to discuss it right now. The reason is because it's more usher. Why is it more usher nevela? Because it's also why is it broader usher? That's a nice answer. The Gemara answers because it's the nevela is tumah, the trefa doesn't. Which I think is more halachic. You know, the nevela actually is matami, trefa is not matami. So that's why Yisro Chal Yisro, the Yisro nevela, which includes tumah, is chal on trefa, which is not. Okay. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yehovah B'Shem Rabbi Chenin, Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Yehovah B'Shem Rabbi Yosef Chenin said, time is Rabbi Yosef. Large Rabbi Yosef is as I just said. It says, do not defile yourself by eating this bird or this animal because it's tummy, right? And then goes on to say, also creepy crawly things are matami as well, right? It says, who brings up pasuk the Pnei Moshe brings down the fourth white line. It says, separate between the Torah to Bema Tmeya Torah and Tmeya between an Ofa Tomei Latar, make your souls repugnant, Bema Of, or the Cholashir Tirmosa Adoma, in anything which crawls on the ground. Asher Hitalti Lechem Tomei, everything which I set aside for you for Tuma. So, of course, the question is, if Pasuk starts off with prohibiting eating, and then it ends off with Tuma. But it doesn't apply to all, Tuma doesn't apply to all these things. There are only eight rodents which are metame, not all rodents are metame. When they're dead, only eight of them. Elo, rather, is the word to come to tell us, Keshir Tumosei Kachu Shir Achilosa, that wherever there is Tuma, the shear of the Tuma is the same shear which is prohibited to eat. So therefore, by a sheret, the shear of Tuma is, you remember how much the shear of Tuma is by a sheret? This is a flat thing. Adosha, the size of a lentil. So therefore the size of its Tuma is also Adosha. So we see here, what we're trying to bring out is that Isser and Tuma are linked. So to by Nevela, the Isser and Tuma are linked. So the fact that Nevela becomes Tome makes it more of an Isser than a Trefa, which doesn't become Tome. Okay? So it says the Gemara, Hasty for Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar's question. The limbs of limbs of an animal, which is tor, in other words, of a cow or whatever it is, matami koshe, the matami as a minuchai, no matter how small, v'achilosan, the consumption, not of them as a vorim, because that's also a mashu, but the meat, you only also in a kazayas. How come? If Eimer Nechai is mitame with koshu, so the meat should also be koshu, not just the kazayas. The kavla. And wherever he asks the question to, I don't know Rabbi Lez's question, I guess Rabbi Yitzchina accepted the question. But the one that says, don't think he really accepted the question. Ma v'kibla, what does it mean he accepted it? It's ki'inish d'amar baldino kibla, it's like a guy who said, my litigant conceded to me. In reality, the litigant didn't concede to him, but he was just silent because he didn't feel like answering, right? Because he didn't have to answer, because he didn't take him seriously. So we have to, the question is not a valid question. It could be that by basar min achai, from aver min achai, you have to have a kazayas, even though the shear of an aver is a mashu, because it's no longer an aver. It became basar. So they have it's not necessarily neighbor anymore. But in a chanami, normally the Isser and the Tumah are linked. Says a different pasuk. It says lo sochlu kol, the sochlu is missing. Lo sochlu kol nevela, do not eat any nevela. HaTorah Yishmas kol achilah shebetorah ka'achas. The Torah linked all consumptions in the Torah to each other, and he's coming to say that in fact he's coming to refute Rabbi Lezer. The question Rabbi Lezer thought was so good that we see every minachai is a mashu, yet the consumption is a kazayas. He's going to say no, every minachai when he eat it is an avela, so therefore it's either burial or a kazayas. But you can't say that the shear of tuma of a birya applies even to the meat when it's no longer part of the birya, because it's included in lo sochlu kol nevela, right? Says the Gemara, Yisrael, Rabbi China, asked, Rabbi Chanina is asking, Rechid is asking on this immediately preceding Gemara. He says, what are you talking about? Rabbi Shmona Shrotzim, Matami Mikadosha, the eight rodents. The Matami, the size of a lentil. Vachiloson, it should be their consumption, Shaitar still changes to, is Kadosha, not just of a birya, but even Ben Ladam Ben Labosa. The blood and the flesh of a dead rodent are metame the size of Adasha. So how come you want to say, no, once it's blood and flesh and not a beer anymore, it's a Messiah. See, it's not that way, but by a sheretz. Now here, the sheretz so puts in the line from later on, from the fourth line here, and he turns it around too. He says, the Gemara is supposed to, answers here, Umeshivin Tmei Malatoyer. Do you think, you see that line in the fourth line? It says, Umeshivin Tmei Malatoyer. But he turns around to Umeshivin Tmei Malatoyer. How can we, because it's not comparable. The Vela is a dinner, an animal which was kosher, but not slaughtered properly. Shratzimar had a different type of thing. Shratzimar, not kosher ever. They never the potash be kosher. So ever the parameters are different. You can't compare the two. It could be by the velos, it's not always a kazayas. Could be by shrotzim, it's not always a adosho. And never the twain shall meet, they're not connected to each other. And so now the Gemara says, going the next line, the four lines down, as I said, putting in here. Rabbi Eliezer, lo yishiv Torah Tzmeim. Why is not a good question? Rabbi Eliezer asked questions from Torah Tzmeim as well. Rabbi Eliezer asked Rabbi Eliezer linked and said, if the limbs he wanted to compare to the limbs of the behemah Torah to Sheretz as well. So we see this precedent. Rabbi Eliezer asked the question. So my question is legitimate too. Okay. So in any event, the Gemara doesn't give an answer why by large animals the shear is always a kazayas, unless it's a bira, and why by shrotzim the shear is an adosher even if it's not a bira anymore. And the Gemara goes on to another question, but it's late, and so we'll have to stop here for tonight. So I'll pick up again from the top of Chavav and Beis on Monday. And Monday will be in the Beis Medrash of Lincoln.